With Montana news, I'm Eric Whitney. A federal appeals court ruled today that Montana's campaign contribution limits set in 1994 are constitutional, overturning a previous decision that found the limits violated political free speech. Corin Cates Carney reports.
The Ninth Circuit Court ruled that the Constitution allows campaign contribution limits to prevent actual or apparent quid pro quo corruption in politics. In May of 2016, a district court struck down Montana's voter-approved contribution limits less than a month before state primary elections. That ruling turned back state law on contribution limits to allow previously higher limits, the $330 cap on giving to local election candidates, according to Jamie McNaughton, chief legal counsel for Montana Commissioner of Political Practices. She says the appellate court's decision reinstates Montana's lower cap on individual giving at $170 for candidates in local elections.
So we are not going to go back and ask people to refund money. We're going to say if you received a contribution before yesterday, that's fine. But going forward, any contributions you receive have to be $170 or under.
McNaughton says if this decision had gone the other way, it could have set precedent that could topple contribution limits in states across the country. James Bopp, an Indiana-based attorney who argued against Montana's contribution limits on behalf of several national political action committees and former Republican gubernatorial candidate Rick Hill, did not return Montana Public Radio's call seeking a comment. Both Montana's Republican Attorney General Tim Fox and Democratic Governor Steve Bullock applauded today's ruling. I'm Corin Cates Carney.
The Montana Department of Environmental Quality is adding an additional public scoping meeting for the proposed Black Butte copper mine outside White Sulphur Springs. That brings the number of scheduled meetings to four. The first is October 30th in Great Falls. The second will be November 1st in White Sulphur Springs. The third and newly scheduled meeting will be held in Helena Monday, November 6th. All the meetings will take place from 6 to 9 p.m. and are part of the process for preparing an environmental impact statement. The fourth meeting is in Livingston on Tuesday, November 7th. Details about the times, dates, and locations of the scoping meetings can be found on our website, mtpr.org. Environmentalists have asked Montana regulators to suspend permits for two silver mines, citing concerns over the track record of the president of the company behind the proposals. Attorneys for Earthworks, the Clark Fork Coalition, and three other groups today pressed officials to enforce a state law that blocks individuals who fail to reclaim old mines from starting new ones. Hecla Mining Company of Idaho is proposing the Rock Creek and Montanore mines in northwest Montana. Its president, Phillips Baker, was formerly an executive with Pegasus Gold, which operated three mines that environmentalists say left surrounding waterways polluted. Hecla spokesman Luke Russell said the environmentalists were misconstruing the law to block the new mines. Department of Environmental Quality spokeswoman Christy Pinozzo said the agency was reviewing the environmentalists' requests. Autopsies were completed today on twin brothers from southeastern Montana who died last week in an apparent murder-suicide. Agents with Montana's Division of Criminal Investigation are investigating the deaths of 39-year-old brothers Travis and Eric Carlson. The Department of Justice says Travis Carlson died of a gunshot wound late Thursday afternoon southeast of Ekalaka. Officials suspected his brother was responsible. Investigators looking for Eric Carlson found him dead at his home Friday morning of an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. Once the state agents finish their investigation, the report will be presented to the Carter County Attorney's Office. Officials have not released any information about a possible motive. Montana's wildfire season has stirred up another round of bickering over a host of issues, including fire and forest management and construction in the wildland-urban interface. A public forum tomorrow evening will try to cut through the noise.
And we're convening a panel of experts from a lot of different areas, from smoke, from fire, from land management, insurance agent, to talk about those things and to talk about where things work, why they work, how long it lasts. That's the purpose of the public forum and the series of articles that we did earlier this summer and that we're continuing to work on now.
That's Dave Atkins of Tree Source, a new nonprofit online magazine that reports on a variety of forest issues. The Tree Source 2017 How Do We Live with Fire public forum runs from 7 to 9 tomorrow evening. It'll be streamed live via Facebook with an in-person audience at the University of Montana's UC Theater. After brief presentations, there will be an hour-long question-and-answer session with the panelists. Public participation is welcome. Details can be found on our website, mtpr.org. I'm Eric Whitney, Montana Public Radio.